There's a house in Canada. Where it's at on the street, it just bends, and so cars keep smashing into it. 9 times it's been hit by cars.
That's insane.
Yes. They live on a sharp curve. People drive too fast. At what point? Like, if it happens once, you're like, wow, that was weird. And then it happens again. That's a coincidence. But then 3 times, you're like, okay, the cars are going to keep getting hit. At 9 times, are you like, we feel bad for you.
Yeah, I think if it was me, like, if it happened once, then, you know, then you kind of, well, you know, it can happen. I think after the second time, I'd be like, yeah, I'm done. Where's that for sale sign? Throw it out. I don't think I'd wait 9 times.
Yeah, I don't need that many red flags in life.
No.
You give me 2 to 3 red flags, I throw my hands up in the air. Done. I'm not a fighter.
No, and if you're on Route 1, like just if you're heading towards the beach, just south of Milford, there's a housing development and it's called Sugar Maple Farm.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those houses seem to be like really close to the highway. And I think like if something just lost control, it'd be so easy to, I don't think I'd want to live like on somewhere like that, because it would be in my head constantly that something could happen at any time.
Have you had anything in your life where you ignored all the flags, or you kept trying to fight for, you're like, nope, the house is going to stay.
we're not moving.
People in, and I know maybe it's a situation where they're not able to move, they live in the Tornado Valley area,
mm-hmm.
and their houses keep getting blown to bits because tornadoes rocket through there.
Yeah.
At what point you're like, we should move.
It's like,
this isn't worth it. We don't have anything.
And it's like one of those things, like in our industry, like, you know, if someone come up to us and said, hey guys, I want to take you out of that radio station. I want to put you in this one. Like, it's a big market. It's in a big city. Only thing is, though, we get a lot of tornadoes go through here. Yep. I'd be like, yep, done. No, thanks.
I'll take my chance in cornfields.
Exactly. It's exactly how I would feel about it. So, it's just, oh, no thanks.
All right, how many red flags have you needed? When is it time to give something up? What was your sign that you had to give something up? You can tweet at Petch and Amy or 424-1234. Be part of the show.